I rise in support of House Resolution 836. Most of us agree, and certainly my constituents agree, that it is time to end the COVID-19 emergency declaration. This declaration began March 6th. It is now June 9th. Medical experts here and in our surrounding states agree that we have not only met our objective, but they are also warning of the dangers of continuing the status quo and the awful effects of the economic shutdown, as well as social isolation. The people of Pennsylvania, the people the governor has been repeatedly asking to remain patient, deserve better. They've dutifully stayed home, they've stayed away from friends and family members, they have been restricted for months now from attending weddings and funerals, being with dying loved ones in hospitals and nursing homes, and restricted from having proms and graduation ceremonies, as well as eating and drinking in restaurants and bars. Business owners have been fined and threatened with losing their state licensures for opening their businesses and trying to earn a living, as well as providing a living for their employees. Many folks have not been able to work and continue to wait for unemployment benefits that haven't come through. In the last few weeks, certain counties have gone green while others wait and suffer. We need to get all businesses back open. We need to get Pennsylvania back open. And that is why I stand in support of this resolution. It has become apparent that for the entire state, these decisions are being made by one man, the governor. How can we allow one man to continue to make poor decisions for millions? We should be very wary when our liberties and freedoms are taken away under the guise of keeping us safe. The emergency powers were granted by the legislature, and they should be reclaimed by the legislature. They were never meant to be open-ended or indefinite. Our duty as a co-equal branch of government is to serve as a check on that authority in case that judgment creeps into overreach or violates the rights of Pennsylvania citizens. I believe we have reached that point, and that is why I am voting yes to end this overreach.